You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
But anyway, Paul,
we digress.
I'd like to dedicate this episode to Jammin' Jimmy Clark.
Jammin' Jimmy.
Duff Damos.
Oh, these are the greats.
Bill Mitchell.
WIFC.
The Hot FM.
Who else? What are some other greats?
Just generally the Hot FM. WIFC used to be called, for our younger listeners, the Hot FM.
The Hot FM. Shout out to the Currents, Dave Calloway and Belky.
95.5 WIFC, the Hot FM.
Hey, guys.
Why are we dedicating this episode to a different radio station? Well, I'll tell you.
You zig, we zag.
Aircraft.
Yeah, that's right.
Mitch Vigoot is in today, everybody. Let's
Can't
go.
Wait. Is it Vigoot?
What's Vigoot?
It might be Vigoo.
Vigoo. Oh, he's fancy like that. Well, he is a rock star.
Speaking of rock stars.
Go ahead.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, okay. I like that. Speaking of rock stars, yeah.
I just
wanted to have that segue in there. I don't know what it means.
There's a little twist to the story here, Paul.
Go ahead.
Let me just get my mom on the horn.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see if she picks up. Mommy? No.
Mommy? You know what? She's probably with Scott Swift. I hate to say it.
Get her on the horn. I won't blow it.
Okay. Save it. Save it for next week.
Maybe we'll call her later in the show.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go. Episode number 66.
Yeah. This is the Wausau Business Show. And now, here are your wildcat eating, eggnog slurping, ugly sweater wearing, Tom and Jerry loving, bad Santa hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Wausau Business Show.
Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop bosses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Why can you order a million drinks that you don't really drink at Starbucks? You're more of a local guy and you don't drink that much coffee, do you?
I do a cup every other day, I'd say.
Oh, here's mom.
Oh, she's calling. Okay, right on cue. Start right on the show. Cue.
Hey, mom?
Yes?
Mary?
Where are you? It sounds like you're in public.
Yeah, I am.
How can you tell she's in public?
Because of the way she's talking.
What's going on?
Where are you?
I'm at Billy's.
Billy's?
Oh, Billy's. That's the bar.
Is that public?
Yeah. Yep.
You said after we talked to you about Taylor Swift's dad, Scott, before.
Yeah.
You said that you and Dick were walking in and Taylor Swift's dad was walking out. And I said, well, was he hitting on you? And you said, no, because Dick was there.
Right.
But then after we got off the air, she's told me that Dick was parking the car.
Was nowhere to be seen.
And nowhere to be seen when she stumbled across Taylor Swift's dad.
Starting to add up. True or not?
He came out and then he came back in.
And Dick was nowhere around.
Well, I don't know. He was nowhere around for a while, but then...
For a while.
And then he came in.
So at the time he came back, he didn't know there was a Dick, if you will.
Oh, God.
Well, true or false?
All right. True.
So he was hitting on you.
Yes.
I told you, Paul.
You didn't tell me. Fact.
All right,
confirmed.
Mom. Merry Christmas. What do you want for Christmas, Mom?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Ah, see?
We're accumulating too
Isn't
much
that
stuff.
Great?
Yeah.
Maybe a gift certificate from Tony and Nello's or something.
Oh, that's a pizza place by your house.
Local pizza.
Yeah,
parlor.
Tony and Nello's.
What if I sent you a, Frozen Sam's?
No.
Shocking.
I mean, no. I mean,
pepperoni, sausage, onion?
Just a minute. If I think of something, I'll call you back.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we got the lowdown.
Okay. Yeah.
He was hitting on her.
That's breaking
as
news.
As suspected. Dick was nowhere to be seen.
Poor Dick.
He comes back in to find your mom with Taylor Swift's dad. He's like, all I was trying to do was move the damn car. What's he out there moving the car for, by the way?
Who's this guy? Oh, this is Scott Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's dad.
Taylor's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I leave for 1 minute to move the damn car and Taylor Swift's dad's here? What's going on?
Have a seat. Yeah. The interrogation begins.
Right. Jeez.
Oh, well, I'm glad we crossed the T's and dotted the I's on that one, Paul.
We confirmed it, as we do here on the Wausau Business Show.
I was talking to somebody about Trails End, you know, the iconic establishment in Wausau behind Wausau Steel or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, we heard they have the best fish fry in town, by the way.
Yeah. I go, yeah, it was, you know, I was at Trails End and drove back there behind Wausau Steel. And he goes, you can drive to Trails End.
Oh, he'd only take the boat there?
Or a snowmobile.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. They got one of them fancy parking lots over there?
No, yeah. I just go up the river.
Right.
Carmelo's, Trails End.
Loading Zone.
Loading Zone.
There's a bunch of options here in Wausau.
It's fish fry and snowmobile season coming up here. I think the trails are going to open pretty soon.
Yeah, we got another dusting this week.
We're on the right trajectory.
Yesterday, Friday, there was another dusting.
And we're going to be talking to senior Wausau Business Show correspondent Shay Reif.
That's right. She was promoted.
Yeah, she got that promotion. Yeah. Even though she's a freshman, she's a senior Wausau Business Show correspondent now. Super Bowl reporter, Shay Reif.
Freshman in high school, but senior reporter, right?
News for us coming up. And who else is coming up this week, Paul?
Oh, we have one of my favorites.
Well, we kind of already established that, but Mitch Vigut.
I love aircraft.
Mitch Vigut.
I have to admit, I love aircraft. One of my first cassette tapes ever.
Do you have to tell him that?
And Mitch, is it Vigut? Are we going with Vigut? We'll ask him.
Vigut. And they got the Christmas extravaganza, you know, with John Altenberg coming up at the Grand Theater.
Yeah, let's see if maybe Mitch can get us score us some tickets.
Yeah.
Score some tickets for the listeners, maybe. It's December 12th.
Is it?
Ryan, that's coming up on December 12th. Looking forward to it.
What's it called, though?
I gave you the date. You got to come up with the name.
Yeah. Oh. It's actually called the Christmas Extravaganza. I was right.
You had it right. Yeah. Go with your gut. When in doubt, go with that beautiful gut.
Coming up, it's a beautiful beer gut. We'll be right back on the Wausau
Business Show.
Very enthusiastic, Paul.
Thank you.
Blame my reason on my name. Blame my name on my reason. Blame my lack of knowing better on public education. Blame smoke on the fire. Blame fire on the smoke. Blame the fight on the bouncer that.
Jy luister na die Wausau besigheidsprogram.
Net en gaan Wausau sangjetipmo.
Stai ascoltando lo spettacolo commerciale di Wausau.
Vous écoutez l'émission commerciale de Wausau.
Wausau lukongcheng shaitza bejala lo.
Słuchasz programu biznesowego Wausau.
Este es el espectáculo de negocios de Wausau.
Wausau Business Show. 聞き
いただいています. 저는 라이언과 폴이 진행하는 Wausau Business Show를 듣고 있어요.
Jy luistert naar de Wausau Business Show.
Sie hören die Wausau.
मैं रयान और पॉल के साथ वाउसाउ बिजनेस शो सुन रहा हूँ.
वाउसाउ बिजनेस शो.
What does it take to run a successful business? It takes incredible courage to start at the beginning, incredible grit to achieve success, incredible determination to sustain results, and incredible perseverance to leave a legacy. But most importantly, it takes an incredible local partner dedicated to helping you achieve your goals. At Incredible Bank, we are that partner. Let us help your business do the incredible. Incredible Bank, member FDIC.
The Wausau Business Show.
Ryan and Paul,
your cheese curd,
loving hosts.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love goes tumbling.
Two, 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 two.
2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2.
Like what you wear when you do ballet.
7.2.
2-2-2-2-2. Ladies and gentlemen, Mitch Vigoot.
Hey. Welcome to the Wassa Business Show.
Thank you for having me.
2-2. Yeah. We were just doing the mic check. 2-2.
2-2.
From aircraft.
Yeah.
We know how to do the sound check, Mitch.
Yeah, we've done used to do 330 sound checks a year, believe it or not, in
2-2.
The 80s.
So you know what you're doing when it comes to a good sound check.
Yeah, exactly. What was your? Did you go 2-2 or did you just do check?
We do 1-2. Testing. 1-2. 1-2. 1-2.
The traditional.
Check.
The standard. I like that.
Yeah. Amazing.
All right. Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Good to have you.
Can't wait to hear all about aircraft.
Awesome.
A legendary band from exported, as I like to say, from Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. I tried to jog fairly occasionally, and I will tell you that 85 miles an hour keeps me going.
Jumping up on the playlist here and there.
Yeah.
It's climbing up.
Actually, that song was written about Little Athens, Wisconsin.
Athens
there, you know?
Yeah, hey.
And driving around the old town square where nothing mattered, didn't have a care.
Well, you wrote that, and it was inspired by Athens.
It was,
And that's where you did the music video for MTV, from what I understand, right?
Yep, Make Believe back in 1980.
And you brought us a gift, which is Make Believe, the single. This is a record, a 45.
It's actually a vinyl record that bands used to have to do vinyl back in the day.
Did you press this yourself?
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
that's pretty cool.
Such thing as vinyl.
This is considered a 45, right?
Yeah, yep. You gotta have a 45 on the
adapter?
The adapter in the middle of the turntable.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Well, that's
thing.
What radio stations would have played.
Like
WIFC and.
That's the single, right?
The single on the album.
You gotta hit it just right that put the needle on the record.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't.
So when you go around touring to radio stations, like we used to go.
Yeah.
You would take that single with you.
At us.
And then you would go into the program director and hand him your single and say,
and they'd play it.
Would you please play it?
Yeah.
And many of your songs from KDWB to WIXX in Green Bay and IFC, but then nationally on Billboard charts, your top song was, I'm assuming it was 85 Miles an Hour, wasn't it?
Well, Somewhere was actually did the best charting.
Oh, from In the Red, right?
Yeah.
It's one of my very first cassette tapes was Aircraft In the Red. Yeah.
Was it really?
Okay. Yeah. That was a big hit. That's right. Somewhere was a big hit.
Somewhere the Ballad did better than 85. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you guys always got compared to like Journey and those other hair bands at the time, but a real massive following, especially here in the Midwest, but then Japan, Europe, all over the place, right?
Oh, I forgot to mention that this week we actually just signed a new recording contract.
Congratulations!
Still going?
With a German record label.
Okay.
We were very more popular in Germany and Sweden and that area with Pride and Joy Records out of Germany. So they're going to release our new album.
Did you tour over there back in the day?
Never toured. It was always in the works, but you know.
Did you tour Europe anywhere?
Never toured Europe.
No kidding.
Just here in the States.
Just in the States. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So you grew up in Eau Claire. Let's get into it.
Grew up in Athens.
Okay.
Went to college in Eau Claire.
Okay.
And then that's where we kind of met the.
That's where Aircraft was born.
Some of the guys were born.
There's something in the water over there in Eau Claire with Justin Vernon and Bon Iver.
There, and there's always been a good music scene over there.
So you guys get to college, and how did you meet?
Well, it was after college.
Okay.
After a couple years of college, I'm like, this quite isn't for me. I dropped out of college, and remarkably, my report card. I never told my parents. My report card beat me home by one day.
You're kidding.
Unfortunately.
And I'm like, hey, I decided I'm going to play music.
As the report card might have indicated.
Right. So Dave Sandin was from Wausau, our singer, and him and I played in a band called Still Rock in high school. So we wanted to get together and do original music. And I knew these guys from Eau Claire, Peter Phipp and Dave Roll, who were great musicians.
Yeah.
Dave's mom was the head of the music department at Eau Claire, and Peter was an amazing bass player. So formed Aircraft.
But you had no formal training writing music, and you're the lyricist for most of these songs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm the main writer in most of the
records. So lyrics and music?
Lyrics and music.
And where did this bubble up? Just as a child?
Yeah, I always loved studio work and recording. I was at a studio in my house. Like, even when I was 20 years old, I had a big
reel to reel.
Cool. Yeah, cool. The four track that you could overdub.
Yeah.
And then
the
cassette you could overdub. So that kind of got me wanting to record and write songs, you know.
And then you moved home and started a music studio, a professional studio in Wausau.
Yeah, we started ARC Records and Premier Recording Studio in Wausau. We were pretty much the first 2-inch 16-track recording studio in the early 80s.
Okay, 16 tracks on a reel-to-reel.
On a real big reel-to-reel.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Every track had its own button there, 16 times. You could record different things on each track, Paul.
A whole different world back then.
Yeah.
But if you didn't learn that way, then it kind of is harder to learn the digital stuff.
Nowadays, it's so much easier.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people want the tape emulators and all those things to make the records sound more like old tape or something, but I don't know. Almost it was a lot of work back in those days.
Yeah. So you start your recording studio and then you start pumping out kind of your own music and eventually you're like, wow, this is kind of catching on locally. Anyway, I know that we just watched a video before you came in here of you guys performing at Rumors Nightclub.
Really? A video?
Right?
Rumors.
Okay.
Well, I think it might just be audio, but it's on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody took it, and it's from Rumors. And you start getting this following in Wausau, and then obviously it grows regionally, and you're taking your product around to all the PDs of all the radio stations.
What kind of, in Eau Claire, Z104, which is like the WIFC, the 100,000 watt station.
Top 40, CHR.
Yeah, they had like a songwriting thing where you put your record. This was like 1981. So we entered the contest with the song Alien Probe and we won.
You know?
So then we went back in and we recorded Alien Probe. And
at your studio or at a different studio?
No, at Nick Kozulka's down in Waupun, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We did our first Let's Take Off album down there.
Cool.
And
that was in 81?
Yeah. 81 or 82, right in that.
If you don't mind, how old were you at the time?
22.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Things are starting to pick up. Mom and Dad, don't worry, this will work out.
Right, exactly. Well, I remember driving down Highway 29 and hearing Alien Probe on the radio the first time, and it's like your hair stands up.
Oh, that had to be cool.
Oh my God, you'd think you died and went to heaven.
Which station was it on?
WIFC.
Oh,
and then
the Hot FM.
Yeah,
the Hot FM. The hot one.
And they started playing it, I think, 8-10 times a day.
Was it Duff Damos who spun it?
Duff Damos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, Duffer.
Duffer. We just love the Duffer.
Yeah.
But
still do.
It grew to number one on the charts. Eau Claire, Wausau.
Yeah.
A lot of the bars we were playing, it was kind of weird. We'd go up to Rhinelander or something and on a Tuesday and all of a sudden there's a line out the door waiting to get in.
From the, hearing
from
it on
over
the air.
8 weeks. Yeah. From hearing the record on the air.
Yeah.
That's got to be a fun feeling.
Really good local impact.
Are you getting a cut of the door at that point?
Or no.
How did you?
You haven't negotiated that yet?
I think in the 80s it was
free beer.
It was $1.50 to get in. Yeah. Free beer on the sign.
And they paid you by the hour, or how did that work?
Well, they just gave you your $300 for
call it a day
back in those days.
Pretty good, $300 back then.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you back the place, and you're doing fine.
I mean, at that point in your career, you got to be happy you're making anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of launched us and me and my career that it was really my only job I ever had till I was 40 years old.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
You played music professionally until you were 40 years old.
Yeah.
And obviously groupies came along with that, I'm assuming. I have to ask.
I had two daughters.
That's how that works.
That's how that works.
You have groupies in every market throughout the United States still?
We have a lot of... we had... Our fan club was run out of Kansas.
That's
and
part
we,
of being a rock star is having groupies.
We used to have people, a lot of girls that would actually drive like from Denver to Kansas City to, you know, you'd see these same faces.
Following you around.
Following you around. Yeah. And, you know.
But you guys had a tour bus and you did it all.
We had a... we had like a 24-foot straight truck, and then we had a van, actually, a conversion van, you know, like, cool, with 8 seats. And so the band took the conversion van, and then our road crew would take the straight truck.
At what point did you get signed then to, it was Arista or Capitol Records?
On Curb, yeah. Okay. Curb, CBS International.
So at some point, Duffer's spinning your records, you're on IXX and Z104 and all these stations, and then what, the label starts calling?
We had distribution through our own label, through Important, which took us into Europe in Relativity.
Okay.
So our, you know, back in the old days, you actually had to ship a 12-inch vinyl album. So it wasn't like nowadays. So
push a button.
Yeah,
now.
You'd have to truck half a pallet of albums out to a distribution center, and then, you know, like Important and Relativity would ship them, and they, you know, all over the world.
Yeah.
And then in 1990, we signed with Curb.
And Curb was part of Capitol Records and
Curb
CBS?
Curb was distributed by Capitol and CBS, yeah. Now,
and where did you actually sign the deal?
Where did we sign it?
Yeah.
How did we sign it?
Yeah,
I think with a fax machine. I think we were in, our management company was out of Minneapolis.
Okay.
So we were pretty much probably at the management company in Minneapolis and signed your name and sent you a check.
And is it, you know, like they always talk about how Elvis and all these big stars up until even Taylor Swift got wrapped up into it, where somebody else owns the music and owns the rights and makes all the money. Did you get suckered into that kind of deal or not?
We already had recorded the masters. So they bought the masters from us for some money. And actually at the time it was a seven, eight figure deal.
$9-10 million They buy the masters and then they own those in
perpetuity. I wish it was that much, but no.
Let's just go with that.
But
and then they own it in perpetuity.
They own the masters. Yeah. And they give you some money for publishing.
You
sign a publishing side deal, and they gave us, you know, some extra, like, it wasn't like $50,000 for publishing advance for half your publishing. So whenever one of those records gets paid, they for perpetuity get half the money of that publishing. Well, that's why you see, you know, Michael Jackson owning the Beatles catalog,
right?
And stuff like that, like, because every time that's getting paid, he bought that right that they got to pay
the royalty.
The royalty, right? And at the time, they probably signed for, you know, the Beatles got $100,000 advance and gave away half their money because they needed to pay rent.
So do you get royalties if I play 85 miles an hour right now? Do you see?
Yeah,
any
I get
that?
Like a hundredth of a penny. So keep that in rotation on Spotify.
Keep it on a loop.
Yeah, exactly.
Heavy rotation.
We do still get royalty checks here and there, but you know, it's just enough to have a beer at Malarkey's.
Okay, well, that's
perfect.
Best place in town to get one.
Place in town.
Do you still consider yourself a rock star?
Not really. I mean,
a little hesitation.
Sometimes people come up to you and are like, you know, very happy to talk with you and meet you and do that stuff because they were really big fans.
Part of their lives.
I do run into that quite a bit.
Sure a lot of people thank you.
But we're getting, you know, we're not
those people
chickens
getting
anymore. It's kind of like, we're happy to be happy to be here, put it that way.
I smell a resurgence, though.
Yeah.
Well, especially with the new signing.
Well, yeah, we're working on the new album for about 3-4 years. And finally, we found, I was doing the Jersey Boys podcast.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, talk to Pride and Joy Records out of Germany. They're doing a lot of 80s resurgent groups. And Birgit is their name. She's the president. And I hit it off pretty good. And she's like, hey, I want to sign you guys. So actually this week, we just signed a new recording contract. Hopefully be out this spring now.
Who in the band is still from the original group you formed in the early
80s? Just Dave and I. And Dave Roll, our keyboard player, still plays. I have Doug, our old keyboard player, jumps in a little bit. And
is it true that somebody lost their eye in your band?
Yes, that's kind of a crazy story. We were playing in Wichita, Kansas, in dressing room, and sometimes these dressing rooms are a little shaky.
Especially back in the 80s?
Yeah, yeah. We were back in the 80s, right? So we're
when I would have asked, are you a rock star? And you would have immediately said, yes.
Yes.
You're damn right I am.
Yeah, so we're in Wichita, and we go in the truck because we had like a wardrobe case with all your clothes in it and changing, and it was real windy, and one guy bungee corded the door of the truck and the wind came, brought it, and by chance it flipped back and hit Dave right in the eyeball.
Oh my god! The metallic part of the bungee cord.
Yep. Yep. Very scary.
Right before you were about.
Right before we were going on the show.
Okay. Yeah. He's rushed to the ER. I'm assuming.
Yeah. What we did, we threw him in the car and went to, you know, a walk in, and they're like, "Get out of here! You know, you need to go to
something a little more serious."
We're in Wichita. Yeah. We don't know.
So now what? He's got a glass eye?
No. They remarkably drugged him up, and they said, "Hey, are you going to fix it?"
He
tonight?
Wasn't already drugged up.
Yeah. Are you going to fix it? And they're like, no. I said, how about if we fly to Mayo Clinic tonight? So I actually drove to Kansas City that night, threw him on an airplane with blood running down.
Oh, my like God.
Scene from Out of the Birds. And we went and got to the Mayo Clinic. And John Pack, actually a guy who ended up in Wausau, remarkably, was a surgeon. And they saved his eye. And I lost about 80% of his vision there. But
okay.
But they saved his eye. Wow.
Saved his eye. Yeah.
Well, good. So he's still in the band and everything's
Dave's
fine.
Still, yep. He still sings, you know, getting closer to 70 years old, still sings like a bird, if you ask me.
All right. Oh, I'll take that. I'll take that.
I believe that.
So then you make all this money with aircraft.
Well, let's not say that. We paid all our bills. We didn't have to get a job at McDonald's.
Okay. Right? But did it professionally until you were 40.
Yeah.
That was your full-time gig, I should say.
Full-time.
And then you transition into what? Real estate? And you got involved?
Yeah, my revelation was I could go on the road for 3 or 6 months and have renters. So I took some of the money from music and everything else and started buying rental properties in Wausau.
In Wausau, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, I can leave and still go on tour and I'll still have renters in real estate. So it kind of got me started so into some of the real estate game.
Parlayed that into kind of a real estate empire, let's call it.
Well, not quite an empire.
Okay, I liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then at some point along the way, you get involved in the internet startup, Go to America, GTA, which provided 11,000 homes plus with internet access.
Yeah, that
dial-up.
Yeah, that was dial-up.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you're good at that.
Right on tune.
Yeah,
we started the Go to America business, and that really did well. It was right when the internet was starting. We were putting on 300-400 new customers a month.
Great timing
and
for you.
Great time. So we expanded into Point, into Wapaka Global Gallery. We owned, which was the internet, Wisconsin Dells Net. We owned all of Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo.
Was that
Rapids? We went in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that your own company or was it like a franchise?
No, that was our own company. Yeah, we started Go to America. Yeah.
Do I remember seeing television ads for that?
Yes, okay. You did, because one of my business ideas was to build credibility. I said, let's partner with one of the television stations. So at the time, DataWave had Channel 9, and we said, we'll give Channel 7, you know, the free internet and everything, put us on the news every night. And they're like, that's great.
Okay.
Like, so it gave us some instant credibility. As Go to America was Channel 7, and DataWave was Channel 9. And now we're both Solaris. It's all rolled into Solaris.
Right? So Solaris bought you guys?
Yeah.
And do you still have
Bob Wolf bought both of us, I think, and rolled us into a sale to Pepsi along with Damon Sweeney, all three of them.
Yeah, Bob Wolf of Pepsi fame, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Owns
the
Pepsi distributorship in Wausau.
Yeah.
They're out on 72nd in the industrial park.
Mm-hmm.
He buys an internet company, even though he's a Pepsi distributor?
Yeah.
How did that work?
I think at around 2000 at the time, we actually had sold to a public company out of Miami called Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
And, you know, and they had big plans. I mean, I actually ended up being the CEO of a division of a publicly traded company and then the crash happened.
This was in 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that crash. Yeah.
So
been a lot of crashes.
we pulled back and ended up selling to local investors, and Bob was putting internet together at the time, some companies to roll up. So we sold to him.
Okay. So do you still have a lot of the rental properties then?
Well, no. Yes and no. So we have some rental properties, but through the years, we started buying foreclosed properties. We ended up, Dr. Riveron was my partner, the thoracic surgeon in town.
Yeah.
And we partnered like with the Northern Air in Eagle River. And then we went to the Bella Vista in Lake City. These were like 40 unit condo developments.
Okay.
And then we came to Wausau when they had River Life was accepting bids. So just recently, and we put a bid in for that and ended up building the River Life apartments.
Yeah, beautiful.
They are beautiful.
And before the River Life, correct me if I'm wrong, the Rib Mountain Inn was in your portfolio, right?
Yep. We had the Rib Mountain Inn for the last 10 years. We just moved it on to my buddy, Owen Jones.
Owen Jones.
Oh, hey, Owen.
I love, okay. Love these guys. Yep. Yeah, Owen and Dakota, they're doing a great job.
That's awesome. But you've still got River Life.
Yeah, we still have River Life.
How's that going? You're at 100% occupancy over there?
We're at 100% occupancy.
Congrats.
And I just think it's a fantastic property.
So do I.
A great location right on the Riverwalk.
Yeah, yep.
Thank you for your contribution to economic development of Wausau.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, wait, let me remind myself what the name of it is and look out the window here outside of Hom Furniture. Paul, you got it?
Oh, the
Foundry on Third.
Yep. I really love it. I think it's a beautiful architectural building.
Have you seen it at night?
They're going to do great. What?
Have you seen it at night?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just drove in last night
all lit
and
up.
I saw it. Looked fantastic. You know?
You think they're going to be successful?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's going to do very well.
Based on what you're seeing in the market?
We're 100%. I think they'll be 100% soon and we'll keep growing. And I know
Velveteen Plum over there across from Festival Foods is up at 80 or 90, 100%.
Yeah, exactly. And you got such good, I said we're kind of passing the torch. I think, one of my best friends, Bob Wyrock and Johnny Dudley and these guys started with even the building. You guys are here and now like Lockery's making more of a move in town.
Yeah.
You guys are buying and younger people.
We're buying and selling.
You guys are.
We're trying.
we just try.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then where along the line did the Wisconsin cheesecake stuff come in?
Well, after we sold Go to America, it was like hanging out with the kids and looking for some opportunities. So we ended up buying that company with a few partners, actually a couple of the East Bay guys and some other friends of mine. We developed that out. We developed the wedgie and got that in Pie Shop. We were in every Walmart in the country. And
Like
that. Yeah.
And did the opportunities just kind of come to you, or did you more go and find these opportunities?
Kind of looking for them in the Wausau business. You know, I've always been an entrepreneur in my life. My big claim to fame is I turned 65 and I've never had a W-2. Not one in my life.
That is a good claim to fame.
And you've got a condo up by the Little Brown Jug, if I heard correctly. Somebody told me that, right?
We've been flipping properties up in the Northwoods for many years. Love it up there.
Beautiful part of the country.
Love it in Wausau and love it in Minocqua.
And you perform at the Thirsty Whale every once in a while still, right?
Every year. We stay at the cottage and we load the equipment up on the pontoon and bring it over to the Thirsty Whale.
By sea we get there.
It's kind of fun. I got to admit, that's...
love that.
Yeah. Keep yourself cooking a little bit. But our John Altenberg and I have Johnny and the Motones. Band, and we keep ourselves working quite
fresh
in this area too. Yeah.
And I think there was a night, we have never formally met Mitch, but I do believe there was a night where I was at the Thirsty Whale. I don't remember if you guys were performing or not, but there was a gentleman that looked very similar to you that was wearing a 97.9 The Loop Mancow Miller shirt.
That must have been me.
Oh, that was?
Because I have a Loop. Yeah, my brother-in-law worked for The Loop for years as a disc jockey, Pete McMurray. He gave me all these old Loop t-shirts, and I love it.
Yeah, those are blasts from
Chicago,
the past.
A classic t-shirt.
And Mancow.
Mancow, and when they burnt the records, I was in heaven. I was a rocker, and I hated disco, and it was like, okay, we're going to have the Kaminsky burning party of disco. That was awesome.
Was that Rick Dees? Who was the Rick Dees? Was that Rick Dees?
It was. No. Wasn't it Jonathan Brandmeier? Didn't he have something to do with that?
I think so.
Yeah. I think he did. Yeah. And that was at the White Sox Stadium?
Then it got out of hand.
Kaminsky.
And your daughter's kind of following in your footsteps now, Mitch. She works on Music Row in Nashville at a professional label. She's a VP there?
She just was promoted a few weeks ago to a vice president at well, it was Universal Music, and now it's MCA Records. They just changed the name now. It's
rebranded.
Like Keith Urban and Chris Stapleton. And
she's a big deal.
When I go to Nashville, it was kind of funny because three times in a row we went down and we've been having a party with Keith Urban.
Wow.
It seems like, okay, we always are seeing Keith.
And how do you interact with Keith? It's like,
well, I mean, he was playing a private party.
Okay.
So I'm not, you know, just going up saying, hi, it's me. But right. My daughter introduced him, you know, and stuff like that. But
it's me, you know, from Aircraft.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, send Nicole over. It's me from Aircraft.
How you doing?
He's like, yeah, I flew Aircraft in today. But I don't know.
You may remember me from such hits as 85 miles per hour and somewhere.
85 miles per hour back in 1984. Yeah.
Oh, but boy, you must be really proud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, both my daughters are like WASA graduates, obviously. Yeah. And doing my other daughter's executive director of the number one continuum of care in Wisconsin, East Castle in Milwaukee, too. And
oh, very cool.
My other daughter is in Nashville just kicking butt in the music business.
That is very, very cool. What's your biggest regret, would you say?
Biggest regret. I don't think we really have many regrets. It's been a wonderful life. And, you know, and I have a lot of respect for you guys for what you're doing. I'm like, I was thinking on the way here, the city of WASA should have a accommodation award for the WASA Business Show and make them, because I've been a big fan.
Thank
of
you.
Listening to the show.
And, well, we're fans of rock stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, if you're going to move to WASA, it's a minimum requirement. You have to listen to three WASA Business Shows.
Oh, yeah.
To get the feel for what the, right. You know, you guys give such a good flavor of a lot of people that have worked with, you know, Jim Frings, we were talking
right.
about earlier.
Yeah.
And,
Jim's great.
And other people you've interviewed that are integral parts. My family moved to WASA in 1889.
Whoa.
God
damn.
So
from Athens?
Like, no. My grandma and her family is from WASA.
Okay.
And then my mom went to WASA high school.
If you had a magic wand, what would you do with WASA? Kind of being in the development industry.
I'd keep the Riverlife property, you know, it's going to take a lot of cash to get that.
Yeah.
As we, you know, the council turned us down twice, remarkably. They picked Gorman over at the first meeting,
right.
And picked T-Wall, and then they picked Swiderski. And it's like, we had a proposal to build a second building down there, and they didn't pick us.
Huh.
And now we're 6 years later, and nobody can figure out how to, you know, it takes to a property that's blighted with the contamination, it takes a lot of cash flow and city participation to get this stuff done. You know?
Even with the cobblery, we learned about that. All too true. All
it takes
true.
A lot of effort to get it these
takes,
things done.
It takes a whole city to get behind you.
Yeah,
you know,
very hard.
From a tax base and everything else.
For sure.
You know, nobody's looking for handouts, but you have to be viable to keep the city moving forward. But WASA's doing a great, you know, Jeff Stubbe and everybody else down here.
Phenomenal job.
Yeah. Phenomenal job with the downtown now getting this going.
But you, of all your career, I mean, being a rock star, there wasn't a regret of, oh, yeah, there was that one night in Toledo where we trashed the hotel room. I regret that.
Well, there was a few.
Nothing like that?
I got to think.
I can remember, Ryan.
There was a few anxiety attacks. Yeah.
No, I bet.
I remember we played in Omaha at a university. I think it was the University of Omaha in the afternoon. And then we played at Grand Island that night.
Okay. Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't ever do that.
That's a long
and
day.
And we left WASA. Yeah. I think we were actually in Iowa or somewhere. But you get there and the crew says you sound check, you do all that stuff. And then it ended up being a second floor gig on an elevator. Everybody had to pitch in to get the stuff done, then drive another 4 hours to Grand Island, Nebraska, try to set up again and do another show. And
what a day.
Back in the 80s,
I'm assuming. Like that.
You're trying to stay sober the whole day too, I'm assuming.
But there's a lot of, you know, they balance out with the good shows. You know, my favorite one of them was when we played with Damn Yankees, which was, you know, the whole crew.
Leonard Skinner and all those guys.
And but our light man, the light guy didn't show them how to turn the board on, so they had like 300 power lights on white and never turned them off for our whole set.
Really hot.
Yeah. So at the end of the set, my skin was red. My face was peeling off. Yeah, exactly.
So who else did you play with in your career besides the Damn Yankees?
Huey Lewis, you know, Cheap Trick. We did played golf with Huey. We I don't know.
Huey Lewis, he lost his hearing, I heard.
Yeah, huh? It's too bad to see those guys having their
senior moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
You know, in the 80s, it was a little different. We did a few shows with the Beach Boys and the,
oh, yeah. Heard of them.
Yeah. The Wishbone Ash. Remember those guys back in the day? That would have been.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
The Romantics.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. God, I mean, this life. You ever play anywhere up in like New York or anywhere?
We never did New York. Okay. We were mainly our management company was real said, let's be the head of a mouse rather than the tail of a lion.
Okay.
So
okay.
He was from New York and managed Tommy James and that.
Tommy James and the Shondells?
Yeah. And he was like, let's get from Denver to Louisville was pretty much our circuit, Minneapolis, Beer. Wisconsin. But we didn't actually get around Wisconsin that much. We pretty much toured. We were the hard working band, like I said, 300 to 330 days a year.
That's wild.
Playing in overnight hotels.
And did you get to keep the money from the concerts then?
Yeah, which just about paid our hotel rooms and gas back then and road crew and everything.
Well, at least you didn't have a W-2. Yeah,
exactly. Didn't have a W-2, but it was like...
Right.
Yeah. What advice would you give to the kids these days coming up?
I think you gotta... You know, we were lucky that we didn't change members for all the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you gotta drive 300 miles every day, you can't be completely drunk every night or on drugs or whatever. We were
right. We
were pretty respectful of what we were trying to accomplish.
And professionals.
Life. Professionals,
and
yeah. So, I mean, we'd have some cocktails here and there, but I mean, if you got to sit in a drive in a car or in your bus with the same seven guys every day for those 300 miles, you better be able to do it. And we pulled that off for quite a while.
How long were you touring? Were you touring from 22 until 40, basically?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we slowed down in the 90s when Nirvana came out and music changed.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Yeah. I mean, that's
grunge
when we
came
lost
on the
our,
scene. Yeah.
We lost our recording contract along with all the other hair bands.
Yeah.
Every hair band got let go by their label, and they're like, oh, you need to be...
We got Soul Asylum coming up now.
We got Soul Asylum and, you know, Husker Du from Minneapolis, you know, all this sound and the Replacements and... Yeah.
Any kind of near misses or, you know, you think about the rock stars of the 80s and the overdoses and all that. You guys seem to have kept it all together.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really have, we were pretty clean cut guys out on the road having a, you know, working.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
But yet, how did you meet your wife?
How did I meet my wife?
I mean, I got to ask.
I think it was in the rock band back in the days. Okay. 1980s and then now. I have wife 2.0.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And she was a wonderful school teacher.
Oh, cool.
John Muir. Maybe you guys had her. Ann Christensen.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Christensen.
Yeah.
Very popular. Yeah. John Muir middle school.
We've been
school
together
teacher.
20 some years.
Oh, congrats.
Wonderful lady. And
how did you guys meet?
We met.
So the first one was a groupie.
Yeah. Second one is a. Second one's lap nose.
Oh, cool. Even better.
That's lap
cool.
nose at a late night. Yeah.
Oh, like,
hey,
great. What
are you doing?
That is great.
Classic story, right?
Other than Wausau, where do you spend your time throughout the year?
Go to Nashville a lot and Punta Gorda, Florida.
Punta Gorda, okay.
I just saw that on your show that Taylor Swift's dad was with one of your moms.
Yes, he was hitting on my mom.
Yes, he was.
Anyway, so I was telling my daughter about that, and she's like, I run into Taylor Swift's dad in the elevator all the time in Nashville. He has offices on the floor above.
Oh, you're kidding
my daughter.
Me.
Yeah.
So next
time my daughter runs into Taylor Swift's dad, we're going to have that conversation.
Yeah, well,
absolutely.
You got to know Wausau, right?
What's his name? Yeah. What's his first name?
His name is Blink Swift.
Dave.
No.
Mark.
Scott Swift.
Scott Swift.
Thought
I'd have
Swift.
To call mom and ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to tell Taylor we're going to invite Scott Swift up to
Minocqua
or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
tell your daughter to tell Scott that Ryan's mom, Mary, from the Wausau Business Show said hi.
Ryan's mom, Mary, I am going to tell Taylor. A couple years ago when my daughter worked at the CMA Awards, I got a video from Garth Brooks. He was coming up for Thanksgiving dinner. He sent us a video.
Really? Coming up where?
Wausau.
Garth?
But Garth. Brooks, but it was, you know, it was just in jest.
Oh, I see.
He was backstage and he grabbed my daughter's phone. Hey,
yeah,
bitch, we're going to be coming up, you
know, to Wausau.
Wausau.
On our way. I'm like, he came to Wausau. Like, yeah, I got you. Yeah,
yeah. The point is, Garth Brooks knows where Wausau, Wisconsin, USA is.
Yes, yes, I think so. We're doing our job.
People, right, exactly. And Taylor Swift's dad.
Yeah.
So that's.
And you can confirm it.
I can confirm that right there. We're going to get on that.
Come back and let us know how it goes.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, Mitch, do you do any acoustic? Like, I see you brought your guitar here.
Yeah, it's like part of our new. I thought I'd bring the guitar.
Studio never sounded better.
Oh, boy. But you got to tune.
Oh, you got to tune it up, sure.
Just tuning it right now.
C's and G's. C's.
There he goes.
East to West believer, dream dreamer. Come to Wausau. Come to Wausau Business.
Well, I'll take that. Beautiful.
That's one of our new songs on a new album.
Gorgeous. I like it.
In the falsetto there a little bit?
Yeah, that's my falsetto. Very poorly sang at this time of the day, but anyway.
No, I like it. Beautiful. Yeah, well done.
Do you ever do 85 miles an hour acoustic?
Oh, God, yeah. Let's hear how that goes.
Yeah, keep the hits coming.
Rolling up in the middle of town, corner store where we're both on the round, driving around the old town square, nothing mattered, didn't have a care. Remember when you gave me love the first time, took my old man's car for a hell of a ride. You and I were one hell of an act, living the life of a maniac. When you smiled, your smile was everything. When you cried, your tears were a driving rain. We were rebels of lust and we picked up the dust in the air. Oh, come on, you guys, come on.
Wonderful day.
A lot of fun.
All right, ended with a bang.
Yeah.
A banger.
Rolling up in the middle of town, corner store where we both hung around, driving around the old town square. Nothing matter, didn't ever care. Remember when you gave me love the first time, took my old man's car for a hell of a ride. You and I were one hell of a match, living the life of a maid.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
For over 130 years, Ameriprise Financial has helped millions of Americans retire on their terms by providing advice for their unique goals. Stop in today at Strongbridge Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, LLC, and develop a customized plan for your retirement. Call Strongbridge Wealth at 715-849-3697. Office is located at 2711 Stewart Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin. Visit us online at strongbw.com. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Wausau Business Show.
Wausau Business Show.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
From the hills of Mozanie.
Right, or Sylvan.
To the highways of NN.
Love that one.
Some call it double N.
True.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
It's Nutcracker Weekend, Paul.
A lot going on this weekend.
The Christmas parade or holiday parade was last night in downtown Wausau.
Yeah, that was a good Friday night for a parade.
You're not one of those guys that hates parades, are you?
Not me. I'm sort of net neutral on parades.
Okay, interesting. I'm net positive. I'll take a good parade.
You love them?
Yeah.
I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
I'll take a holiday parade. I'll take the 4th of July parade.
Sure. Thanksgiving parade.
You tease me with Thanksgiving parade. Maybe tease me with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. I'll flip that on TV and watch a parade on TV.
I did watch part of it.
I'll take a parade, but I know people that are very anti-parade. It's crazy.
It's a thing.
Have you ever met one of those people that are anti-parade?
There's a famous radio host who's very anti-parade, as a matter of fact.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. And it's Nutcracker Weekend, Central Wisconsin School of Ballet.
Yeah, that's always exciting. My daughter went yesterday with her school at Rib Mountain Elementary.
Amazing tradition. It's been going on for 150 years now.
This seems to be a guess, by the way.
150th year anniversary.
Is that right?
Yeah. What else is going on this weekend, Paul?
Well, we had the famous Christmas lighting at the state capitol, and a Wausau student was the one who... plugged it in or something.
Oh, yeah. They just, when one goes out, they all go out.
Yeah. Like that song. Can we get a clip of that song, quick?
Sure. Fine. You're so smart. You should like the lights.
You're so smart. You string up these damn lights.
You want to read the obituaries?
Should we? I mean, we have time. Are we old enough?
We're not old enough to start reading the obituaries.
That's what my grandma used to do.
Yeah, she used to be like, another one of my friends passed.
Did you hear Bertie pass this last weekend?
Grandma, yeah. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, glad I called. Thanks for the update.
You want to do a Wausau business rumor quick?
You know I do.
All right, here we go. This will be a quick one.
Okay.
This will be a quick one, but I have it on good authority.
Okay, it's coming off the presses here as we speak.
That the Fazoli's in Rib Mountain always had a good Big Ziti there, just for the record.
They did, and decent breadstick, too.
Now it's gutted out, and they're going to put in a Raising Cane's.
The chicken place?
Chicken joint, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the Chick-fil-A is going in
right,
down the
nearby,
block.
Nearby, yeah.
So it's going to be the Chicken Highway of Rib Mountain is coming in. The Raising Cane's, the kids are obsessed with the Cane's. I don't know why.
Is that as popular or more popular than Chick-fil-A? I don't know if I've ever had it. Have you?
No, I have not, but there are super fans.
Okay. And they're all adolescent kids?
I think we should sponsor a blind taste test on the Wausau Business Show between Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Go ahead.
Finger licking chicken. Is
right.
that the tagline?
Finger licking good.
Finger licking good.
Yeah.
And Cane's and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It'll be the Wausau Business Show Chicken Face Off.
Yeah, let's do it. It's about time someone does it.
Somebody's got to do it.
We'll do it. We'll take one for the team.
Nobody else is going to do it. We'll do it.
We'll figure out which is the best fried chicken on the planet.
And we won't apologize for it.
No.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, great, good. Great. Senior Wausau Business Show correspondent. What? How's your promotion been treating you?
Great. I'm loving it.
Oh, good.
Good for you. You deserve deserved.
Well deserved. Congratulations. First and foremost, we're on episode number 66 this week, Jay. And
next week is episode 6-7.
6-7.
The and show Chicken Face Off.
With the five-way face off, folks.
Oh, can't wait.
Let's do it.
Okay. Crap. Well, good reporting, Shane. So we missed that by 1 week, having episode 67 on 6-7.
Oh, man, we messed that
6-7.
Up.
6-7. Shay, we wanted to ask, you're really in tune and in touch with the young people.
Pop culture, I'd call it.
Where
the hell did this 6-7 annoyance come from?
Well, like, honestly, I think there's not, like, one real reason. Like, it was in a song. And then also, I don't know if you know the NBA player LaMelo Ball. But his height is like 6'7", so that kind of started it. But it's kind of just like a mix of things, and no one knows like really the exact.
Okay.
No one knows the genesis of it.
And you have to pronounce it correctly, right? Are they still doing it, or is it just like, was this a thing from 6 months ago that the kids were doing, and now we're just hearing about it?
That's basically all I got.
Okay. And are the teachers, is it true that the teachers are outlawing children from saying it?
Yeah, they're banning it.
Yeah, a lot of teachers have banned 6-7, but my math teacher, he does have a shirt that says I heart 6-7, and he wears it often.
That's cool.
Okay. Now let's get down to real business. How are those Green Bay Packers going to be this weekend against the Bears? Biggest game of the season.
Huge game.
I think they're going to look amazing, and since Jordan Love did just get nominated for Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, he's just going to be, the juices are going to be flowing. So the passes, and the Bears are usually never this good, but they do still suck, but the Packers will still win.
Yeah, the Bears still suck.
Yeah, that's the message. Clay Matthews delivered at the draft, in fact.
Please still suck, Bears fans.
Dear Bears.
What's the injury report looking like?
I'm honestly not sure on that one.
That's okay.
As long as you whisper it, it's fine.
Do we have any wide receivers coming back? What's that wide receiver that's been on the injury IR?
Well, Romeo Doubs was, but he came back last week, so he should be good to go, right, Shay?
Yes, he was.
There you go.
And then also didn't, who was it that came back last week too?
Christian Watson.
Yeah. He looked good against the Lions, didn't we?
Again.
Yes.
And the Lions just creamed the Cowboys.
44-30.
Why we couldn't do that, nobody knows. But all right. Okay. Anything else, Shay? So what's your prediction on the score?
Yeah. Give us the digits.
The score will be
6-7.
6-7. Yep.
It's addicting.
Or have you heard of 41 yet? That's kind of like.
Yeah, I've heard of 41.
Do you have to say it the same way?
41.
What do you think the score is going to be?
I think the score will be, let me think, 21-7.
Okay, that's good. We'll take that.
That's a good defensive performance,
24-7.
Okay, even better. Paul's going to be there.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So at least we have somebody to take it out on or congratulate and thank.
I'll take win or lose. All the credit and none of the blame. How about that?
That's what you do around the office.
That's sort of my MO, isn't it?
Sales are up. Great. You're welcome.
I just run around the office saying you're welcome constantly.
Paul, sales are down. Well, it's not my fault.
What are you looking at me for? Ding dong.
And then this weekend is the Nutcracker, right?
Yes. Okay. It is. So you can come. There's a matinee show on Saturday and a night show. There's also a matinee show on Sunday.
All right. Nutcracker weekend in Wausau, Wisconsin. What a great tradition.
Great tradition.
With the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Well, nice talking to you, Shay.
Nice talking to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the catch up.
Talk to you later.
Happy 6-7 weekend.
Okay.
Love it.
Bye.
See ya. Go Pat Go, she ended with.
Go, good. She just snuck it in there.
Good silent reporter. She's not unbiased. No. She's not going to claim that. There we go.
That's another episode of the Wausau Business Show. If you have time, check out Mumble Rap, Downtown Wausau. Yeah. One for Best Salad. They did the Chef Gala or whatever.
And they literally won the award.
Award for the best salad in the area. Best mac and cheese, I'd say, in the area.
They have the best mac and cheese in the area. And you got to check it out.
Brand new Euro Wrap on the menu.
I heard. I haven't tried it yet.
And all the wraps come as bowls, too. It's really good. I prefer the bowls.
I prefer a mix of both.
Okay. All right.
Well, on that note, until next time on this Nutcracker weekend.
Let's do it.
From high atop snowy Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end. Let's go scan.
Fred the Narnar.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. Wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe down the road.
Well, it's all right, even if to say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right. Every day is judgment day.
Somewhere down the road away, you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays.
This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. All rights reserved 2025.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.